Palestinian gunmen opened fire on Jewish settlers in the West Bank town of Hebron today. Israeli military spokesmen report at least 12 people dead and more than a dozen others wounded. It's one of the bloodiest incidents in Hebron since the Palestinian uprising began more than 2 years ago. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Jerusalem and is on the line with us now. Jackie, what do we know about today's attack?
Well, a group of Jewish settlers were walking towards the center of Hebron just at sunset tonight for evening prayers to mark the Jewish Sabbath. They were heading towards the Tomb of the Patriarch, which is a holy site that's revered by both Muslims and Jews. It's something that they do every Friday, and the route that they take is heavily guarded by Israeli soldiers. Now, Israeli security forces say that Palestinian gunmen opened fire on the settlers and started throwing hand grenades as they were making their way towards the Tomb of the Patriarch. They said that it was something akin to an ambush. Israeli soldiers that rushed in to try and help the wounded, the people who had been hit, also came under heavy fire as well. That set off a gun battle between the Palestinian gunmen and the Israeli security forces that witnesses say lasted about 90 minutes. And of course, any sort of rescue workers trying to get in there were hampered by the gunfire as well and could not get the wounded out.
Has anyone claimed responsibility for this attack yet?
The head of the Islamic Jihad said his organization carried out the attack tonight. They said it was in response for the killing last weekend of Iyad Sawaha, which was one of their leaders in the West Bank, and he was killed by Israeli soldiers last weekend. There's been a huge upsurge in violence in Israel over the past few weeks, and this area the tension has been running very high for quite a long time. You know, this is an area that Hebron has about 450 settlers living there, and there's 130,000 Palestinians. Now, the settlers are heavily armed, and they are in very secluded areas that are heavily guarded as well. For the most part, Hebron is controlled by the Palestinian authorities, but Israeli security forces control the center of Hebron, and that's where a lot of the settlers live in three enclaves there.
Jackie, this incident comes as Israel is preparing for parliamentary elections in January. Is it likely to have an impact on the campaign there?
Certainly, this will add to the voices, those who say that, you know, that there is no point in trying to deal with the Palestinians, that hardliners were saying, look, every time that we lift a curfew or we pull out of an area, there's an attack. And, you know, the voices become stronger saying we have to crack down even more on Palestinians because look what happens. Now, this, of course, as you said, we have an election going on here right now, and you have Benjamin Netanyahu, who's the foreign minister right now, but he was a former premier just this week. I mean, he came out in a more hawkish stance saying, look, we have to exile Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. And, you know, there's a chorus of voices agreeing with him. However, the current prime minister, Ariel Sharon, is standing with his stance that says, no, we can't get rid of Arafat right now. He has promised the United States that that won't happen. We have to make progress towards some sort of peace settlement.
In general, how would you describe the reaction there as people are learning of this incident?
In many ways, there's just a weariness that it's another killing, it's another massacre, and it's something that's going on almost a daily basis, whether the Israelis are dying or Palestinians in the occupied territories of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. People are becoming numb by all the violence now.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Jerusalem. Thanks very much, Jackie.
Thanks, Lynn.